time. Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This segment, as all the other segments this particular weekend, have originated in Indian Wells, California, at the Cambridge House California Investment Conference. It has been a really, really great couple of days. Had a chance to relax a little bit, chat with colleagues, and really basically learn a lot, which is very, very important to me, certainly, as I know it is to you. Sitting here right now with John Kaiser. John is a guy who I've known for a long time. I run companies by John on numerous occasions to get his opinion. He has a newsletter, which is, their banner is on our homepage, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, one of the better newsletters out there, I have to add. John and I were chatting off the air a little bit about what would have to change in the environment during 2012 for exploration stage companies to come back in vogue, for lack of better terms. John, what do you think?
Well, one of the things that I think is going to be a key theme this year is the M&A that we've seen start to escalate last year will peak out this year. The markets are going to become more comfortable with current precious and base metal prices as part of the new reality. There'll be an inflection coming where the low pricing that we're seeing in the equities will start to turn around. It'll start with the more expensive companies, the producers, and the big major producers, and they'll start wandering down the food chain. And because their paper will be increasing in value, they'll be able to aggressively bid for the other companies. And unfortunately, as the general public gets the idea that this resource sector is the place to be, all these deposits that the juniors have been laboring on for the past 5 to 10 years will have been swallowed up by much bigger companies. And that, I think, is going to lead to a revival of old-fashioned discovery-oriented exploration. Could start this year, later this year, but I think 2013 is the year this will escalate. So I think now, if you're a bottom fisher like me, now you start looking for that. And I've actually found some very interesting, quite cheaply priced exploration plays at this conference.
Well, you know what? I want to chat about that a little bit. We have some companies that we're involved with that I think are really great takeover targets, you know, and a couple that come to mind would be both Oryx and Orco. I think both those companies will be taken over, and I think that there's some money to be made there. Now, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, both those companies are sponsors on our website, number one, and number two, I'm a shareholder. So this is not anywhere near arm's length information. Remember, this isn't investment advice, you guys. Neither John nor I are registered investment advisors, so what we're suggesting is there may be companies that you may want to take a look at and do your own due diligence, because that's really the only way you're going to get what in my opinion is be able to make valid decisions. Give me some ideas.
Ideas of stocks?
Sure. What companies do you think are takeover candidates? Don't want to put you on the spot.
Not so easy to do off the top of my head. But for example, Geologics is one that's a copper gold type story, and it does really well if both gold and copper prices remain strong. So this company will finish its pre-feasibility study, middle of this year. We'll see the new numbers. And the interesting thing is they now have a new exploration dimension coming in, because they drilled beneath the pit limits and got 3 to 4 times higher the gold grade. So with plays like this, they go from being of interest to a mid-tier type producer to potentially being a top-tier producer's type of acquisition target.
Well, you know, it was interesting what happened to a friend of mine's company. Was taken out by New Gold, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of last year. And I felt at the time that was just a harbinger of things to come. And interestingly enough, John, I have had a number of people at the show come up to me and say, what do you think are the best takeover targets in your mind for 2012? Because they agree with you. I mean, they are firmly convinced that is going to be the activity, the main activity that's going to occur this year.
You know, some of these bigger producers, such as Alamos, Alacer, these companies are the kinds that the really big guys will have to take over. The Barricks and Newmonts, they want big ounces, but they're only finding that in copper gold systems. There are not a lot of, 6 million plus ounce primary gold systems out there. So they will start looking at these mid-tiers, which have a number of pretty good sized gold mines, and they'll need to aggregate their ounces. Rather than having a few very large deposits, they're going to go and start building up their portfolio. Even though that adds complexity and overhead, the market will want lots of production coming down the road, because with these strong gold prices, there's a lot of cash to harvest.
A couple of companies that I think are prime for takeover, one being a sponsor, one not being a sponsor, but a company that I met here, interestingly enough, about 4 hours ago, is a company called Northern Gold. Northern Gold right now has officially 1.1 million ounces. They are estimating that when their 43-101 numbers come out for 2011, and they will be out within a week within a month or so, they're thinking that that number will probably double. It's a very, very interesting situation, and right now the stock is pretty cheap. The stock is like 30 cents right now. So in my opinion, just from the discussion that I had with them and from the person who referred the company to me, I think that's another one. Otis Gold in Idaho, I think, is another good idea. Good idea of a company that's got a proven deposit that I think probably also somebody will take a run at them too.
The interesting thing about companies like Northern Gold is what's happening is old high-grade gold systems, which nobody's really interested in developing anymore, are now being rethought in terms of the much lower cutoff grade that $1,700 gold allows. So they have to redrill these old deposits and assay the stuff between the veins. And in a lot of cases, it's working out to a bulk tonnage, open pitable type of situation with a lot more ounces than the original high-grade vein posted in the historic results.
That is pretty interesting. You raise a very good point about, gold at the level it's at right now. Things that were absolutely as far away from being economic as they could possibly have been just a few short years ago, today are very, very economic. And, I don't know about you, but, expanding this discussion in a bit of a macro sense, I don't see the price of gold and silver diminishing, John. I really don't. And that's based not on technicals or anything, simply fundamentals.
Yeah, the fundamentals I refer to is I look at all the gold that exists. It's about 5.4 billion ounces. What is it worth right now? Well, I divide that by global GDP, which has been growing and growing. And that's 12% of GDP. In 1980, when we were very stressed out about where America was going, and gold hit 850, it was 26%. I think we're in a long-term period of transition where the Asian markets and the economies are coming on stream. America's going to keep growing, but it's going to decline in relative terms. And with it comes, a diminished ability to be the police cop that keeps everything in order. And that represents structural anxiety. People are worried 10, 20 years. What is the geopolitical landscape going to look like? So it just makes sense to own physical gold, and for the so-called poor man's metal, silver, put it away. Don't buy it for capital gains. Just own it. And if you inflation adjust $400 gold from 1980 to the present, it should be about 1,026. So we're looking at a 60 to 70% real increase right there. That's what's so big for the juniors, but the market's still thinking gold's going back to 1,200. I don't think it is, and when they accept it.
No, I agree with you 100%. I don't see how it can, and the final argument that I would make here for that is an argument that I made in a panel that I was involved in this morning at the show, and that is the Chinese are not stupid people. And the Chinese are the largest producers, and if I'm not mistaken, the largest importer of gold in the world. They're not doing it because they like the color. They're doing it because it is a very sound financial decision. Been chatting with John Kaiser. Good guy. He'll be on the show more often in the future. If you want to get some information on his newsletter, click on the banner.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury and vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum and chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got an old friend on the line with me right now, Rhylin Bailey. Rhylin is in charge of doing investor relations for two of our sponsors. One is Southern Arc Minerals and the other one is New Zealand Energy. You all know a lot about New Zealand Energy. It's a company that I bought at $1.04 some time ago. It's trading right now upwards in excess of $2, so it's looking pretty good. We're not going to talk about New Zealand Energy, though, right now. I'll be talking about that later on today with Ron Hera. I'm talking with Relin about Southern Arc Minerals. Southern Arc is a very, very interesting company in the sense that they are located primarily in Indonesia. They've had some very good luck in the past. They're reorganizing, and it looks like things are going back to positive again. Relin, give us an overview, would you?
I will, absolutely. Southern Arc has been around since about 2005, and similar model to New Zealand Energy. What our CEO did is he found undervalued properties. Indonesia had sort of lost favor after the B word that we don't talk about from the mid-90s.
Right.
And people weren't exploring there anymore. And John Prow said, you know what, there's incredible mineralization in Indonesia. It's got some of the world's biggest copper gold porphyries. It's got Grasberg down there. It's got Batu Hijau. It's got some really high grade, in some places, very large gold mines as well. He said, let's get down there, pick up some properties, and then put together a really skilled team that has all of that in-country experience that you need to be successful. So I hired a president that has spent most, you know, 25, 30 years building mines, exploring, and developing properties in Indonesia, brought in some really good geologists. So we've got a really strong in-country team, and we've got four big properties that we're working on, and three of them are joint ventured with majors. So two of the properties are in a JV with Vale, one is in a JV with Newcrest, and the fourth, that's our flagship property, we've held on to ourselves. So it's unusual, I think, to see a junior company that has three very strong partners and to see a junior company that has such a strong team with that in-country experience. And we've also got a lot of money in the bank. We've got the Q2 financials will be coming out at the end of this month, but we've got around $35 million in the bank. So we're well-financed to carry out a very aggressive exploration strategy of these properties.
Relin, earlier this week, you came out specifically on the 16th. You came out with a press release regarding some drilling results from a phase one drilling program. Talk about that for me, will you?
We did. We've got two exploration strategies down here. The three JV properties are all, what we're looking for there are the big porphyries. We're looking for those big copper-gold porphyries, and that can be quite expensive exploration, which is why we've chosen to JV there. So our partners are funding all of the exploration expenditures through to bankable feasibility study. We do the on-the-ground work because we've got the experience, but they pay the bills, which is a fantastic partnership for us. At our fourth property, our flagship property, we've got a two-pronged strategy there. So we're looking for the copper gold porphyries, but we've also got an incredible amount of epithermal gold mineralization. This is this property called the West Longbrot property is this corridor of mineralization. It's 13 kilometers long, 7 kilometers wide, and there is literally gold mineralization poking out of the surface. There's these ridges that come up to the surface, and you can walk along and pick up rocks that have some incredibly high grades of gold in them. So the results that we put out on February 16th were the results of one of our recent drill campaigns in a target right in the middle of the property called the Bissing Target. Mm. And we've been exploring there, you know, on and off since 2007. Have had some really good results so far. And we're focused really on the epithermal gold as a primary driver right now because we want to be able to underpin the value of the property. If we can drill out that epithermal gold and put together a resource estimate for that property, that will really underpin the value for us. But at the same time, we're looking for that deep-seated porphyry because that's the big prize in Indonesia. That's the elephant in the room that people are talking about. And earlier in the month, on February 9th, we announced that we had completed a porphyry prospectivity study, which is really hard to say. But that was the end result of doing an airborne magnetic survey, using that data, modeling that with all the geochemical and geological data that we've collected along the way. And that identified 17 porphyry targets for us as well on this property. So we've also just started drilling for the porphyries here. So there's really two strategies going on at the same time, both of which are advancing that property for us.
What I'm finding really interesting is I'm looking at this press release right now, and some of the results, and you folks out there have to understand one thing, these results aren't necessarily indicative of a comment that the elephant has been found yet. But having said that, these results are pretty good. You've got 5 meters, 12.2 grams per ton of gold, 2 meters at 228 grams per ton of gold, and then another one of 5 meters at 5.22 grams per ton of gold. So no wonder Dr. Mike Andrews is pretty optimistic right now. Tell listeners, if you would, about Mike.
Mike is he's a great guy. He's lives on the Jersey Islands, just off the UK there. He's your down to earth geologist. You know, when you meet him, you can just see the excitement in his eyes when he talks about this property, because this is what the geologists love. That they love getting out there, picking up rocks, digging some holes, and seeing what they can find, and seeing if they can build that into a viable project. And that's what we're looking to do here. I mean, it's not early days in the sense that we've been doing quite a bit of exploration, and we do have a lot of drill results behind us, and you can go and look at those on our website or in our press releases, and we've had some really great results, but we haven't brought it to the point yet of having a resource estimate where we can say, yes, this is what we want to do, and we're looking to build a mine. That's what we're working toward. So that's what makes it an exciting opportunity for people that are just discovering this story now, because you can get in, not at the ground floor, because you've got this, you know, the history behind you, the drill results, the experience of the team to show that it's a real property and real people building it, but you can get in before we've really started to grab the attention of the markets and add value, and we're working hard to do that now. So there's a lot of things underway. Very experienced team. Mike, you know, I encourage people to come out and meet him. We'll be at PDAC, which a lot of the gold companies there will be at PDAC and doing an investor session on March the 4th, and people can come and meet the team, or they can log in online and hear the team talk, and that really gives you a sense of who these people are and what we're trying to build here.
What are specific plans, Roland, for 2012 down there?
What we are working on in 2012 is sort of, it's a lower scale exploration right now. We're just waiting to get our forestry permit so that we can really ramp up and start drilling more aggressively again. So we're drilling in two spots, one of them looking for the porphyries, another one looking at the epithermal gold. But once we get our exploration permit, like I said, we've got $35 million in the bank. We've got 10 drill rigs ready to go, and we'll get in there and really start drilling aggressively. And that's when we can really see the drill results start to pour out. That's what adds value for an exploration company, obviously, is drill results. And once we can get all 10 rigs turning again, there'll be a lot of news coming. So can't give an exact date of when we'll be able to start drilling with all 10 rigs again, but that's certainly our primary objective for 2012.
Okay, a couple of thoughts here. Number one, you've got to understand, you guys and ladies, that Big Al is not a registered investment advisor, so this is not investment advice. Take that for, you know, as a absolute fact, number one. Number two, Southern Arc is a sponsor on our website. I want to say one thing in conclusion here. As I repeat almost on a daily basis, you need to do your own due diligence. Don't listen to rumors. Don't listen to stock tips. Do it yourself. I have to tell you, Big Al is very, very comfortable with this company. I have met much of the team, and in the relatively near future, I will be purchasing some stock. I'll give you my standard 3 days notice. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
With over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, but you already know that because we've already gotten six or seven segments into this thing. I am chatting with a new guest right now, Oscar Carboni. Oscar is very, very involved in the, I guess I'd say the commodities industry. He runs a school, if I'm not mistaken, for people who want to trade. He provides a service. Very, very interesting guy in general. He's based right now. He moved from New York to Las Vegas. Very, very interesting man. Oscar, how you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Al, thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I run a trading school where not only do I teach techniques that I learned by growing up on the commodities exchanges in New York City, gold, silver, copper, crude oil, platinum, palladium, you name it. I've mastered techniques that I now apply to the markets, and I have a live trading school, live camera, live microphone, and I teach these techniques to my Omniacs to try to show them which way markets should go next to the best of my ability. We all know that technical analysis, which is what we use to follow markets, is not 100%, so we use our stops for days where we get it wrong, but it's incredible how much of a crystal ball technical analysis can be. And when I teach it to my Omniacs, many of them see that it is absolutely enlightening and helps to point us in the proper direction.
I am very much a fundamentalist as opposed to a technician. I've never really learned technical analysis. I can't even say that I know enough, Oscar, about it to be dangerous. But I do have friends and frequent guests on the show, Roger Wiegand, among others, who are technicians, and it is uncanny some of the picks that they can come out with based on the teacups and the head and shoulders and the rest of it. It just, to me, is absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk about some specific commodities in general right now. What are your feelings currently on, say, the future prices, and we'll use 2012 as a horizon, future prices for gold and silver?
Gold and silver are interesting. Gold, you know, it's gotten to the point now that it's purely in the hands of real speculative gamblers because of how expensive it's gotten. If you think about, you know, it was $500 just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extremely expensive commodity. Of course, the most expensive it's ever been in its life. So I think you have a little too much optimism. It started with fear. If we all remember, 2.5 years ago, all you thought was buy some gold and put it under my mattress because I'm going to need it.
Right.
So things have cleared up in our country, in our economy, and a lot of that fear is still priced into gold. Here's what I think will happen. Gold will stay buoyant, more so than silver, until the Fed, the U.S. Fed, starts to discuss raising interest rates. At that point, the top in gold will come, and the market will have a tremendous setback. Because it's really a hedge against a bad economy. And if the Fed's raising interest rates, it's because the economy is doing so much better that they have to slow it down. And that would signify or signal the top in gold, in my opinion.
Now, I don't think I'm quite as optimistic as you are in terms of the future of the economy. There are too many things right now in my mind that really, really are, you know, red flags. I would talk about the housing. I would talk about the banking sector. I would talk about continued, really, I would have to say, dangerously high unemployment. And I know the unemployment numbers to the average guy in the street seem to be getting better. But I think when one realizes the fact that the current unemployment numbers, number one, are calculated entirely differently than they were prior to the Clinton administration, and when you realize the fact that so many people have dropped out of the picture, for lack of better terms, or are considered to be employed, even though they're either dramatically underemployed or part-time, what have you, I still think unemployment is a problem. But you seem to feel the other way. Tell me why.
Well, I have two major reasons. One, I'm blessed with living here in Las Vegas, and I'm from back east, New York City, spent most of my life there, spent the last 4 years here in Vegas. What I've realized is that Vegas is a barometer of economic activity for the entire country. And simply, this is why. When I walk around in Vegas, which is quite often because I have a lot of traders that come to visit our office here, I realize that there are more people from the United States all over this country showing up in droves that I haven't seen in the last 3 years, literally since the stock market crash. Vegas almost turned into a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 9 months, it has really, really come back, firing back. In fact, this Christmas in Vegas broke all-time records for how much people spent, for how expensive the hotel rooms were, and for full occupancy across the board. So when people in this country, and you would think, okay, maybe there's a lot of Chinese or Asians here gambling, but I'm here to see it for myself. When you have people from all states in this country coming to Vegas and dropping $5 to $10 grand a person, it tells you activity is picking up. So I keyed on that about 6 months ago and started to do YouTube videos explaining to people how Vegas is a barometer of economic activity, and if it's picking up here, that means every state in the nation is doing a little better. So I went on to the next series of videos where I sent the camera crew around Vegas, and I made them look at all the different new construction sites that have suddenly developed, something that we hadn't seen in 2.5 years. Literally, the cranes in Vegas stopped moving. So we went and looked at construction sites and were flabbergasted at how many different bits of construction were taking place that were new that we hadn't seen before. So I did another YouTube video and illustrated that. Well, within 3 months of that, we have seen a huge amount of activity picking up in real estate here around Vegas. In fact, I was blessed enough to find a 5-acre property when I moved here, and I've had two different sets of builders come visit me in the last week to ask me if they can build on it. So I know for sure that I'm seeing a turn in real estate because of the people in Vegas I've interviewed, spoken with, and just seeing the buzz of activity of visitors coming here. So that was one thing that makes me think on a larger scale the economy is getting better, or people's perception is lightening up on how bad things are and they're willing to spend some money. The second thing that I think most people aren't realizing is that we are about to natural resource ourselves into prosperity. We have had the government loosen up restrictions on fracking and shaling for natural gas and crude oil in our country. It also turns out that now that we've done some investigating, we have more natural gas than anyone else on the planet, I think including China or about as much as them, but they can't get to it yet. We are about to start natural gassing this country into prosperity because it's in many states across the nation, and each state that is starting to do it is putting thousands and thousands of people to work. Their state is doing better, and it's going to start to drive down the price of, in the future, not today, the price of energy for our country. And I truly think a lot like Brazil, within 5 to 10 years, we will no longer be buying crude oil from people around the world. We'll be using natural gas for more of our energy than anything else, and we'll be pulling our own shale oil, what we're not getting from Canada, from the ground. It's gotten, again, they've loosened restrictions, and it's happening now. It's not a dream of mine. It is happening before our eyes. People aren't seeing it yet, but you will see it. Look at the Dakotas for one of the places where that they're doing fracking now. The state's doing great. There's a few states in the nation that are really turning over, and it's only the beginning. Now, let's add to that for just a moment, and then, of course, we can cover the next topic. What you also have right now is now that we have this ball in motion and we are absolutely going to supply the world with natural gas and cheap natural gas from the U.S., crude oil is starting to rise. If crude oil rises to the point that it hits $115 a gallon or better, and right now it's about $1.02 a barrel, I should say, not a gallon, a barrel, then you will see a real speed up in the way we go after our own oil and our own natural gas. And it's going to create, for the first time ever, you're going to see OPEC doing everything in their power to send out the oil as quickly as possible, because if they force our hand now, unlike a few years ago when crude spiked to 145, if they force our hand now, we're almost ready to really make a switch.
Okay, I've been chatting with Oscar Carboni. Oscar is a chief analyst and president of Omni Trading Academy. Stick around, Big Al's going to be right back.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report. I'm Al Carlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Got a couple of friends with me. One old friend, in the sense that I've known him for probably about 25 years, Marshall Barrell, who is the co-portfolio manager and co-founder of the Encompass Fund, a highly, highly successful mutual fund, very highly rated by Morningstar. The fund has an emphasis at this point in time on natural resource companies, which I think is really interesting. Another gentleman who has joined me right now is a friend by the name of Ray Nevis. Ray is an investor. He's a very, very interesting man. He is very definitely a sophisticated investor. I met Ray probably 4 or 5 years ago as he attends all of these shows. He wants to get firsthand information from the companies, and also he wants to get more of an education from the speakers at these shows, and I commend him for doing that because that's the exact reason that Big Al comes to these shows. Ray asked me an interesting question this morning, and that was, he said, I'm thinking that the resource sector this year is going to be characterized by takeovers, small exploration companies that have significant assets that will be prime for a takeover type situation. We did a segment with John Kaiser earlier today. John feels the same way. Marshall, what do you think about that first?
Well, I would certainly be in agreement with Ray and John and all the others who feel that way. We've already seen some merger and acquisition activity, M&A activity. We're seeing it with juniors. We're also seeing it with the senior majors, with the proposed merger, which is very likely to go through between Glencore and Estrada, which will make about a $90 billion market cap company. In the mid-tier and small junior mining company space, we think that'll be the case because the mid-tier and major companies have cash. They've been doing very well. The producers, they need to fill their pipelines, and the smaller producers and the exploration companies, the juniors, can do that, can fill their pipeline for them, and they've got the cash and the stock to be able to do that.
You know, Ray, what I found to be really interesting after our discussion this morning is just out of the blue, when I was having a conversation during an interview actually with John Kaiser, John said, I think this year is going to be characterized by takeovers. What I'm curious about is, what got you started along this particular thinking?
Okay, well, probably listening to the very knowledgeable people in the business. I try to listen to just about everyone I can, and I think all the experts, Rick Rule, Greg Weldon, just about anyone that you talk to these days, think that's where the emphasis should be.
Well, I mean, I certainly agree with that. I think 2012, personally, is going to be a very, very interesting year in the junior resource market. And the reason I say that is I would point to the disconnect between commodity prices and share prices that we saw for the most part, for the majority, I guess I should say, of 2011. I have noticed already, and this began right after tax loss selling season, I've noticed that most of my junior companies, the positions I have in these companies, are actually doing very, very well. And this is something that started towards the end of December. The question is, why? Marshall, I'm just curious, what do you think about that?
Well, I think the why is these factors we've just been mentioning, and particularly what you just mentioned. The fourth quarter of 2011 was very difficult for the market in general, but particularly difficult and a major downtrend for the resource companies, mining companies, and most particularly for the junior mining companies. The Encompass Fund, which I co-manage, is a no-load mutual fund. We invest in many junior mining companies, as you've mentioned, Al, and last year was not a good year for the Encompass Fund. We were down a considerable amount. In the first 5 weeks of this year, five, 6 weeks, the Encompass Fund's up 21%. That's for this year alone, and that's because these smaller companies have come back in stock price. They were grossly oversold at the end of last year, probably a lot of it due to tax loss selling. They've come back. I mentioned a number. Look at the website, EncompassFund.com, for full information about our performance, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. But the fact of the matter is that the smaller companies have recovered so far this year in 2012, much as they did in 2010 and 2009 after 2008. We think that'll continue this year, and we'll certainly find out.
Ray, from an individual investor's standpoint, would you agree with Marshall and myself and that this could be a very, very good year in the market? And if you agree with that, tell us why.
Well, everything seems to be pointing in that direction, and it's all dependent upon the price of gold. And I believe with the current world situation, the debt situation, that gold has nowhere to go but up. I think when it hits the magic 2,000 number, I think that's when the retail investors are going to start to really get interested.
And when you say retail investors, we talk in retail investors in terms of buying the commodity or in terms of buying securities of mining companies?
Securities of mining companies.
I would agree with that. You know, Marshall, you guys got involved with the Encompass Fund 4 or 5 years ago. Interest of full disclosure, again, by the way, I am an investor in the Encompass Fund, and I have been for quite some time. I was a little taken aback when I heard Marshall say that the last year wasn't a good year, and the reason Big Al was taken back somewhat is that my investment is still up considerably, but then again, I invested in 2010. So overall, for me, it's been very, very good.
And overall, for the investors in Encompass Fund, it has been, our five-year record is a very good, very positive number. Getting back to one of the questions and the issues about mergers and acquisitions, I'd like to mention that we're seeing far higher than usual premiums on the mergers and acquisitions that have been announced so far. Generally, in the past, historically, the premium to the market price on an acquisition was 30 to 40%, say 35% premium, give or take. Over the last number of months, the premiums we're seeing, by and large, are more in the 60 to 100% range. And we feel that part of that is because the stocks were beaten down the end of last year, and the buyers realize that the stock prices are not fully representative of the value of the company's projects, and the sellers are not willing to take a 30 or 35% premium off the current stock prices. So you're seeing the merger and acquisition premiums being in the 60, 70, 80% range. And we think until there's a better connection between the commodity prices and the stock prices, you're going to continue to see very advantageous premiums from the standpoint of the sellers, the holders of the stocks that are being acquired.
Ray, I'm curious whether or not you agree with my wife and I in the sense that at this point in time, I would say we're going to be pretty active in the junior resource sector. And I am looking primarily at two areas. One area we haven't talked about hardly at all down here is energy. I've done pretty well on some energy issues. I think energy is an important place to be. There's only so much of it around. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, because as you mentioned earlier, I'm really, really sold on increasing our position in the gold and silver sector because, you know, economically there's no place else to go. Financially, I'm sorry, there's no place else to go.
Absolutely. You know, I've got a question for Marshall. And when did you start getting interested in junior mining stocks, and how long ago was that, and why?
I got reinterested in the gold and silver companies, fortunately, about a decade ago, about 2001, 2002, after having been interested in gold earlier in my investment career, and the gold didn't work out for like 20 years, and then we got reinterested. And the junior companies probably in the last 6 or 8 years, as we came to become more aware of the industry and the dynamics of the industry and the fact that the long-term capital gains, which is what we at the Encompass Fund are seeking, are generally more likely to be obtained in the smaller companies, the junior companies.
There you have it. I'm going to get Ray Nevis on the show more often in the future. It's always great to have a perspective from a sophisticated investor as opposed to just chatting all the time with government officials and letter writers and what have you. Appreciate your input for sure, Ray, and I'm going to be curious to see how the markets work out for you and I and, you know, and our families in 2012. I share Marshall's enthusiasm and his optimism, and I think we've got a heck of a year on our hands. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.